I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, Teak, always a pleasure when we get a chance to talk with royalty from any sport, and right now is no different. We haven't had him on since he was voted into the Hall of Fame. It was no surprise. It was just a matter of what percentage, which, by the way, equated to the 11th best ever, 97.2. Obviously, just a star. I mean, he had a switch hitter. I could pick it. Good wheels when he was young. Just I'll tell you this. For my money, along with Ken Griffey Jr., the purest, most natural baseball player that I've ever seen, and that is the great Chipper Jones. Chip, Tiki and Tierney, haven't had you on since you got voted in. Congrats and welcome back to the show, buddy. How are you today?
Man, I'm going to have to take y'all out to dinner for that kind of
thing. Hey, come on up.
That was off the charts.
Hey, come on, man. You look the baseball part, too. I mean, when I met Chipper when we did our Enthusio event about a year ago, it's like, man, this just screams baseball player.
It's true.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. You know, and so when you get the – let's at least go through the process.
Yeah. And I'm sorry for the idiots that felt like you couldn't get in. The 2.8% that didn't vote for you.
Yeah, right?
What the hell is wrong with them?
Who was it, by the way?
Do you find out?
Hey, we'll let them slide. You know, everybody's got their. Yeah, I'm not. Beggars can't be choosers.
I'll
take 97.
Yeah. If you're in Tim Raines' territory, you know, then and you need every vote, you got to, you know, then you got to go hunt people down if you don't get them. But when you're at 97.2, you're good to go. So Chipper, also by the way, a special assistant to baseball ops with the Braves. And the night that the votes came in, I was driving home. You know, our studio's down here in Manhattan. Teague and I both live in Jersey, and I'm going through the Lincoln Tunnel, and I heard you on the MLB Network, where you called in, everybody called in that got voted in, and you talked about when you got the call, you know, what it was like, given the relationship with your dad. Can you just kind of trace that over for our audience and take us through when you first got the call and just what it meant for you, knowing how much you love the game and really how much it meant for you and your dad when you shared that moment?
Yeah, something that you really can't explain unless you were there, you know, 38, 39, 40 years ago, you know, there in the backyard. I mean, I'm standing there with a PVC pipe in front of my, you know, garage, and my dad standing, you know, 45 feet away from me, flogging tennis balls at me as hard as he can, you know, and that's kind of all where it started. And you'd be surprised, you would think, you know, when you get that call and you talk to the people from the Hall of Fame and they let you know that you are a part of the quartet that's going in. Well, it's actually six people, but yep. You know, a part of the quartet that was voted in this year, the first you would think, you know, the homers and the game winning hits and series and whatnot would be the first thing that to come to mind, but it wasn't. It was all those days, you know, in the backyard with pops, or you know, up at the high school field, just taking swing after swing, ground ball after ground ball. Those are the things that came to mind first. And obviously when I got off the phone, you know, you give the wife a hug and a kiss and tell each other that you love her and thanks for the support. But then it immediately turns to Pops, and I locked eyes with him from across the room, and, you know, I could tell he was welling up, and, you know, I had to give the man a big old hug, and, you know, the only thing you could say to him is, we did it. This is not just about me. It takes a village to raise a child, and took a bunch of villages, but to have the support system from mom and dad who have been together going on 49 years now, that's quite a support system. I'm very lucky. Not everybody has the same support system that I have.
It's almost more of an accomplishment than making the Hall of Fame. They're knocking on the door 50 years of marriage, man. That's kind of rare.
Yeah, that's very rare. That's awesome,
really
though.
That is a
it
great
really
story. You lay that out well. I can actually sense your dad across the room. That's pretty awesome. Chipper Jones, newly minted Hall of Famer, of course, with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
And Chip, BT just said, as a special assistant to Major League Baseball, I'm sure you're involved, or at least you're aware of a lot of the things that are going on. It was yesterday we had a discussion about the internationalization of the game and the fact that a big rivalry, maybe still one of the biggest ones in baseball, the Yankees and the Red Sox, is getting pushed over to London just for a couple of games. But when you think about that, and BT is up in arms about
it.
He hates it. Some people don't mind it. You know what's the thinking of Major League Baseball and the commissioner by moving marquee games? It's one thing when it's, you know, a series that doesn't really, I mean, they all matter, but you know what I mean.
Right.
Not as important as this one.
Yeah.
What's the thinking behind this?
I would imagine they're probably taking a page from the NFL, trying to grow the game a little more, you know, worldwide. Although, you know, I mean, when it comes to the World Baseball Classic, I mean, that is, you know, what I would consider growing the game worldwide. You know, I'm kind of torn. Obviously, you know, when you're talking about the Yankees and Red Sox, you're talking about the marquee rivalry in Major League Baseball.
Yep.
And that is what New Yorkers and Bostonians, they live for that. And it's not just that region of the United States, because as somebody who, you know, is not a big fan of both organizations throughout the course of my career, I still enjoy turning on ESPN when they're playing against each other and watching the two organizations go at it, watching the two fan bases go at it. And I would hate to see us cheated out of a rivalry series because we're gonna send those two particular teams over. But you know, hey, I mean, let's take a litmus test and see how it goes. If it's if it flops, you know, we won't ever hear of it again. If it's a big hit, maybe, you know, some other teams, you know, take the rightful place in the years to come. We'll just have to wait and see.
Well, I've already handed in my test because it's a failing grade for Major League Baseball. Chip, I got to tell you, listen, now Tiki for the most part captured my opinion, and as did you, but listen, if you go to Puerto Rico, if you go to Mexico, Japan, there's a great Japanese, it will see, although Otani doesn't look very good this spring, but still, you know what I'm saying? He's getting hit around. You know that's true, Chip. But, Ichiro, I mean, it's very obvious that the Japanese player is incredibly viable. That doesn't mean that, I don't know, in 30 years they won't be playing high school baseball in London. I don't know. Give them the game. That's fine. But don't take away our most cherished product. Like, don't penalize the people who built the sport up to try to go and make money. It's just fundamentally wrong, Chipper. That, you know what I mean?
That's what makes this such a great, great country. We can all have different opinions. You know, I don't disagree with you one bit. I think we have our little taste of it with the World Baseball Classic every couple of years. I think this is basically a spinoff on what the NFL is trying to do with, mm-hmm. you know, their couple games over there, every so often. But the fact of the matter is the Yankees and the Red Sox are going to be the Yankees and the Red Sox. I don't care what time zone they play in. I don't care. You know what I mean? It's still going to be a heated rivalry. This has got to be an attempt for Major League Baseball to take a world.
Yeah, I got you.
And
make money.
You know, further push the game. You know, in other areas of the world.
Yep. Chipper Jones with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. So I mentioned Otani before, and I'm certainly not taking a shot at the young man, but he's, you know, fastball looks a little flat. He's getting hit around a little bit. Looks a little off trying to adjust to the real, you know, big league secondary stuff. But what I want to ask you is this. I mean, think about how hard it was for you who, you know, for 2 hours before a game, practiced your one craft in the batting cage, you know, cutting up film, sliders, changeups, fastballs. I mean, the whole array of what you're going to face any given night, not to mention fielding your position. How much of a challenge is it going to be for this young man who can't speak English, who doesn't even know really where he is, to hit and pitch? I don't think this is going to work, but you know a lot more than I do. What do you think, Chipper?
I haven't seen the young man play. Obviously, I've seen some of the highlights and whatnot that we all see on, you know, an everyday basis on ESPN, but I haven't watched him play enough to make a definitive answer or observation. I will say this. Just in the little bit that I have seen, I think he's got a better opportunity for longevity on the mound than he does as a hitter. That's just my opinion. I mean, I've certainly been wrong before, but, I mean, this kid certainly has, and I faced Yu Darvish, you know, when he was still in Japan in the World Baseball Classic, and I have not seen too many more electric type of arms come out of Japan than Yu Darvish. That being said, he's made a pretty nice living for himself over here. Yep. I think Ohtani can certainly rival what Yu Darvish has done over here. I think that the more you waver between pitching him and playing him, hitting him, all those kind of things, maybe the more disservice you do to him. If you allow him to specialize in one or the other and throw the other one out the window, I think you could really, really see him flourish. But listen, anytime you got a guy who throws the ball upwards of 95 or 100 miles an hour with the breaking stuff, and of course, we as we call it, the shuto, the you know the split finger pitch that seems like every Japanese guy has. That's a rare commodity. I mean, you're talking about a top of the rotation type guy, and in this day and age, you know, you're paying those guys $150 million. I believe I would, you know, specialize. If I was a general manager, I would want him to specialize out there on that mound. Yeah. Those aces, they don't come along every day.
Yeah. Unless you don't want to pay him. That's what they
Yeah, true.
Hey, we were talking about you winning, getting into the Hall of Fame, and we saw you at the Daytona 500. You know, what's life like for you now? You're retired. I know you're doing a whole bunch of other things. You're playing golf the other day. What are you up to? How are you keeping busy, engaged?
Well, how about this? I got six boys. I have a seventh on the way.
Oh, congratulations, man. Congrats.
Really celebrated when you got the call from the Hall of Fame, huh, Chip?
All right, so you know I can't do anything without a little bit of drama. How about this one? I get inducted into the Hall of Fame on July 29th. My wife is due July 30th.
Oh, come on, get out of here. You better induce.
Yeah.
Wait, so you're saying you're going to miss your Hall of Fame?
No, he's not saying that.
What I'm saying is when I have my orientation in April in Cooperstown, 2 hours of that orientation is going to be spent at a local hospital making sure we know
where
all the, you know, where everything is, and it's gonna be crazy. I mean,
that's awesome. That's awesome.
It really is. His name's gonna be Cooper. You know, hopefully he's not born in Cooperstown, but to commemorate, you know, the summer we're gonna call him Cooper.
And, oh, that's awesome, Jim.
Yeah. So it's you know, I'm actually, when I hang up with you guys, I'm going to my 7-year-old baseball game. And yeah, it's just a bunch of guys played golf with Smoltz yesterday here in Atlanta, and just making appearances here and there. Looking forward to opening day, throwing out the first pitch at the Braves opening game. So, yeah, just kind of making
living life. I love it. Yeah. And being a good dad. I love that as well. Hey, congratulations. When we get down there, I'm calling you up, Jibber.
Number seven.
When we get down to ATL, I'm calling you up.
Man.
If you don't, me and you might go toe-to-toe. It could probably take me.
But I don't know.
You're a big dude, Chip.
Get a little skinny these days, Chip. A little skinny.
Exactly.
He's a marathon runner now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? By the way, what's that? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Chipper.
No. I was just, you know, that's kind of what my life consists of now. It's
awesome, though.
I made a bunch of promises when I retired, and I'm really kind of digging, you know, the full-time dad, full-time husband, and you know, kind of doing my hobbies on the side.
That's
good,
cool,
man. By the way, I'm going to put your son down for 4 knocks tonight, just to guess. He's your son. 2 doubles, maybe a triple, maybe a bomb, maybe a little opposite field power. I'm sure he's flashing already.
He's 7, BT.
By the way, how many of your sons switch hit?
To tell him about Mickey Mantle and Eddie Murray and
nice,
you know, those guys, you know, those breaking balls, they're a lot easier when they're coming into you as opposed to going away from you. So I'm gonna have to switch it in here pretty soon.
Okay, I got you. So Chipper Jones with us here on Tiki and Tierney. Where do you stand, Chipper? Because you're old school enough to probably have a pretty strong opinion about trying to accelerate the pace of the game. but also smart enough to know for the growth of the game, as we spoke about, as much as I don't like London, you know, financially, I get it, that you might have a different opinion. Where do you stand now on, you know, really implementing all these things at the lower levels, the minors, as a laboratory to try to get the game faster? What seems like it will work to you, and what are you really opposed to?
Oh, man, this is a tough subject for me because, you know, I'm all for making adjustments and listening to things that might work. But, you know, I played in a semi-pro baseball tournament last summer with a bunch of retired guys, and they had us on a clock in between innings and a pitch clock and all this kind of stuff. And it was so funny because, you know, our starting staff was Tim Hudson, Roy Oswalt, Roy Halladay, Ben Sheets. I mean, we had some studs out there. And they would literally, you know, they're not going to go out there and rush to make a time limit. So the umpire would call a ball on him basically to start every inning. And they were like, I don't care. I mean, they had these kids eating out of their hands.
Yeah.
I think it's more of a nuisance. I think guys look at it as something that's just going to amp up the blood pressure, you know, and, hey, listen, we got rules. We can't run over catchers anymore, and we can't take out second basemen. And this is all part of what's going on in America nowadays. You know, let's not hurt anybody. Look, play a professional sport at top speed. Sometimes freak things are going to happen. Don't overreact by taking the essence of the game, you know, away from people. And I get it. It's sometimes it's hard to watch a 1-0 baseball game, you know, sometimes, but it's also fun to watch a 4-hour, 4.5-hour slugfest between the Yankees and Red Sox where, you know, they score 27 runs in a game, you know? So, there's give and take on both sides. I think it's a great game when you don't take things away. And the game of baseball, it seems like people are sparking conversation to continually take things away from the game. And it's really robbing us of the essence of the game.
Listen, we got to roll. I wish we had more time, but I've been saying for years, if it wasn't Buster Posey if it was just a backup, you know, semi-scrub backup catcher who got his ankle twisted, they're not changing the
rule. Right.
We're on the same page. You know what I mean?
You guys are so smart. You guys said it. I did not.
Hey, we'll continue this conversation over some beverages down in ATL when we get down there.
Boy,
Chipper.
That sounds good.
Sounds good. Love it.
We appreciate you, my friend.
God bless you and your wife with the pregnancy here,
yes,
Chipper.
Congrats.
And congrats
Thank
on the Hall of Fame.
Thank you, guys. Enjoyed it.
You got it, pal. No doubt.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.